This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Northern Missouri Congressman Sam Graves wants President Biden to intervene in the strike against 14 major ports along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts.
Graves and fellow Republican Florida Congressman Daniel Webster sent a letter to President Biden asking him to invoke a federal law that would shut down the strike and force both sides to the negotiating table. In the letter, Graves and Webster accused the Biden administration of not taking any meaningful action to engage with both sides and reach a resolution ahead of the September 30th deadline. The International Longshoremen's Association began the strike after their contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance expired Monday. The union is seeking higher wages and a ban on automation that eliminates human jobs. Meanwhile, CNBC reports that President Biden currently has no plans to intervene in the strike, which could disrupt global supply chains and possibly spark another rise in inflation. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
Should St. Louis anticipate price shifts due to the dock workers' strike?
In the coming week, I don't think we're going to see so much of price changes. And if we do, someone is gaming the system.
Professor of Supply Chain Operations at Washington University, Panos Kouvelis, says the strike will affect imports like food, car parts, toys, agriculture equipment coming in to the East Coast and the Gulf.
Could be we have the alternative to start getting more things from the West Coast that were somewhat in the middle.
He says to avoid panic buying because that would drive up prices even higher. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Senior citizens arrived at St. Ann's St. Louis County office to apply for a property tax freeze. They were met with a long line.
The video board with a ticker showing how long the wait is for some people shows that they're having to wait over 7 hours to file an application for those people on the back end of the line. I spoke to one man who shared how he passed the time over the 5 hours he'd been waiting already.
I walked 1,000 steps since I've been here.
Since being here? Wow.
Kills some time.
At around 2:30 in the afternoon, they actually began turning people away and telling them that they don't have the time to handle their applications today and don't want them waiting for nothing. In St. Ann, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Seniors have until June 2025 to file for the tax freeze.
It is vital that the derelict properties throughout St. Louis County, specifically mostly in North County, be demolished.
St. Louis County Chairwoman Shalonda Webb voicing concerns at last night's meeting about unspent ARPA funds and the need to fulfill commitments made to the community.
The council stands ready to act promptly to ensure that these vital community projects move forward without any delay.
Webb says she's been working with her peers, staffers from Sam Page's office, and county attorneys on ways to make good on the promises made.
It is remarkable how we can find a way when we work together.
St. Charles is hiring for 911 dispatchers and correctional officers. Paul Hunt with the St. Charles County Human Resources Department says they aren't dealing with a shortage, but do have 10 positions to fill. He tells KMOX a large chunk of the population is leaving the workforce.
It's no secret here in the U.S. we have an aging workforce, and as more people retire or move into like a phased retirement, it creates a shortfall of workers.
Hunt says this has sparked a talent war among employers. St. Charles is also hiring for various positions at the county jail, including correctional officers.
It will take months, if not years, for some parts of the Southeast to recover from last week's Hurricane Helene damage. Fred Bottomer, our KMOX religion editor, updates us on relief efforts underway.
Government and non-governmental agencies are out in force all across North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. The Reverend Franklin Graham heads up Samaritan's Purse, his charity group headquartered in Boone, North Carolina.
What we're seeing here is neighbor helping neighbor. This is the American spirit. When you see your neighbor in trouble, you go help them. And that's what people are doing. And they're doing it to the best of their ability. I mean, thousands of lives have been saved because a neighbor was there and responded in a time of need.
The Reverend Graham tells me this is the worst devastation he's ever seen. Some of the destruction, he says, is almost biblical in proportion. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the battle between one of the area's largest healthcare systems and one of the biggest insurance companies in the state could hit patients in the pocketbook. Mercy and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield have been duking it out in a contract dispute for more than 6 months, and Mercy is preparing to cut ties with Anthem. Mercy has given written notice to end their deal. Ending that deal could leave around 500,000 Missourians without in-network coverage at Mercy, meaning they'll pay more. Washington University professor Tim McBride tells the Post-Dispatch that could cause a lot of disruption to patients and says that national data suggests healthcare systems are pushing for bigger revenue increases.
More layoffs at Breadco. St. Louis County-based Panera also already laid off about 30 corporate workers last year. It's not clear how many will be impacted in this latest round announced yesterday. CEO Jose Duenas says they have made some difficult decisions to restructure and simplify leadership in order to make faster decisions. Duenas has been CEO since last year when he was brought on as the company prepared for an IPO.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.